Well, join me in an attitude of prayer. Gracious, loving God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for memories. We thank you for time of memorial. We thank you for the blessings of this life that we live today in the physical world that we're here today. We have a biblical mandate to encourage one another, and we pray that we'll do that because things happen so quickly and different things change. And we just need to realize that the only hope that we have in this world is the blessed hope of a love relationship with Christ. We also know there were prayers this morning that were not mentioned aloud. We can bring them into the throne of grace this morning too in the precious name of Jesus. The disciples, when they were in ministry with Jesus, at the end of the day they would stop and build a fire and eat and fellowship, and then Jesus would wander off by himself, and the disciples were wondering, when he came back, why do you go off by yourself? Well, I'm God in the flesh, guys, remember? Yeah, I get tired and I get hungry and I have to talk to the Father. Can we talk to the Father? And he said, I want to give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer Jesus taught by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.